Welcome back to the Uno Mass podcast, and I can actually say welcome back this time and not be incorrect, because Jake pointed out to me last week I said welcome back, even though
you should have been saying hello, and you said
hello welcome and welcome back. Yeah, that was our first official episode, so yeah, welcome back to the Uno Mass podcast with me, Daniel, and my co-host Jake.
Hello everyone, welcome back. Thank you for returning.
The Premier League
has returned. We welcomed back the Premier League as well.
Yeah, we did.
Didn't we?
We did. It's been a wonderful weekend of fixtures.
Why are you talking like a fucking newsreader? What's going on?
I don't know. Literally, I was thinking in my head, why am I talking like Martin Tyler? But, yeah. Fulham versus United. I don't think you watched that game, did you, Jake?
I caught bits. I still haven't seen the goal, truth be told.
Who scored again? Ah, Xhaxi. Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
Are we just jumping straight in with United?
Yeah, I mean, that was the first game. I don't see why not.
I want to talk about United, Daniel.
Well, I do. And it's my podcast, so we're going to talk about it. No, I'm joking. It's our podcast.
Whoa. Sorry, I left this podcast. That's just you talking to me.
True. Younger people still tune in.
I mean, they might do. I suppose that's more like an audio book then, if it's just you, isn't it?
Yeah, I probably have to change it from football, just tell stories about my life. But anyways, Man United, Fulham.
Story time with Daniel.
Yeah.
Mass.
What?
Yeah, okay, all right. Let's talk about Manchester United. How did Man United get on?
We played well. Shaky at the start, very shaky at the start.
Title charge has begun, is it? Yeah.
I'm never confident when we start with Casemiro and Kobbie Mainoo, because neither of them can run very fast, despite both being brilliant players. Casemiro looks lean, so that's good. He's dropped like 2 7 out of 10 performances as well. He's so good aerially. I feel like that's very underrated in his game.
I mean, he's a good player, but he's just like physically, he's just fucking finished then.
He's not though. He's actually, he has been. He's looking. Yeah, he was last season. I'll give you that. But he's looking like season one Casemiro again. And season one Casemiro, I maintain, was the best DM in the league. He was ridiculous. Like, he was contributing in goals, like good goals as well. But anyway, We're talking about Fulham versus United. We played well. We got off to a bit of a shaky start. Fulham were on top at the start. Everyone's saying that we did deserve to win, just waffling. Like, I think we dominated them in every stat. Eye test passed as well. Because I'm not gonna lie, I don't really like only getting off of stats. But yeah, we definitely deserve to win that game. Hella chances. We should have won like 3-4-0, maybe 4-2 if they took their chances as well. But they were
just not do anything.
No, they did. They got some chances, but we had the better chances. Like, Jake, Garnacho missed an open goal.
Oh, I did say that. I saw he missed a fat old sitter, didn't he?
Yeah. And that kind of fucks me extra, because I've got Rashford in my fantasy. Like a fucking plum. But,
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was a Rashford assist. But, yeah, man, I can't really ask for too much more. I didn't want to repeat of Wolves last season. So... I know the bar wasn't very high, but we passed it.
Yeah. No, well, I suppose, yeah, that's just what you do in it. First game of the season, especially at home, I feel like you want a decent performance, but just win and get a clean sheet,
yeah,
ideally.
Yeah.
And literally, don't look too flaky.
Yeah.
Sort of thing. So if you've done all that, I suppose you say fair play, well done.
Mm-hmm.
And Xerxes scored, didn't he?
Xerxes, I'm telling you, he's the truth.
Is he? Listen. I suppose like, you can't ask for a better debut for a striker in it off the bench on the score sheet. But I mean,
listen. Last time a Dutch scored on his debut for Man United, he won the Prem. just another reason. Right. So
added to your reasons and nonsense. You know what I mean? It's
it's happening. Like, you know, it's inevitable. It's inevitable. And when we do win the Prem, it's gonna be so sweet. It's going to be so sick. You guys are going to be so mad. You guys are going to be so mad. If we do, though, what would you like? How would you feel? What would you say?
What, if Man United won the league this year?
Mm-hmm.
I'm used to Man United, like, winning titles. I grew up with United winning titles. I know how to react. Like, I'm just sort of fake indifference. Really, I'm hurting. Do you know what I mean? That's just what everyone does when United win the league.
Yeah, but you say that, but like, you guys have been getting your little digs in. Oh yeah, you're the banter club now. I feel like, you know how you always say it? You always say, oh, you know the guy that bullied you in high school? I don't know why you say high school, but yeah, bullied you in school, and then you see them working at McDonald's or something.
Mm.
And that's us. This would be like the guy that bullied you in school, and then you find out that he's smashing your missus and he's become your boss at work somehow.
Yeah, but it's all speculative. Like, Daniel, you're not going to win the league this year.
Well,
I know it's game one. I know you've done well, right? And I know you're sort of you've got like a sort of blind faith, which I almost sort of respect. Part of me respects that because I've been there before. But like, you're not gonna win the league, Daniel.
Right. You don't have to convince me. I'm already convinced that we are going to. So,
who's convinced you? Like, I don't understand. you're sort of. You sound like one of those people who thinks like bad shit happens because there was a full moon last night. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, Jake. There's truth in the old ways. Listen to the Native Americans. That's all.
Actually, you're gonna tell me like the Jews done 9/11 and like, you know.
Whoa! I thought we said we're not getting political on the podcast.
There's nothing political about that.
The views shared by Jake are the views of Jake alone. Do not represent the You Know Mass podcast.
Can't help it, mate. I watched one Joe Rogan podcast. He's just fucking rotting my brain, innit?
What was I going to say? Yeah, I mean, there's genuine reasons why I believe that we finished third with a worse squad. So I think we could be in it. We beat you the season we finished third as well, no? Yeah, we did.
Yeah, you might
have. Your squad hasn't really gotten better. You haven't really signed anyone since then. Who have you got? Califori?
No.
Since two seasons ago, you signed Raya and Calafiori. That's
Havertz, Eklund Rice.
Havertz.
So you laugh about Havertz, right? Have you seen
King,
stats?
King Kai.
Did King Kai not score?
You know King Kai's some fat guy from Dragon Ball Z, innit? You know that, right?
If I type in King Kai now, I'm going to type King Kai on the internet.
Mm-hmm. You see ball. Some fat blue man with glasses. That's King Kai.
I've seen this geezer before.
He teaches Goku the Kaioken. So you're telling me that's your striker's moniker. I mean, if you want. Oh, man. Arsenal.
This is anime, isn't it? Right?
I wouldn't. Dragon Ball Z. It is. Technically.
Cool. I've watched the film. You know, they made like an American film version of it. I've watched that. But Jesus, apparently that doesn't really count. It got 9% on Rotten.
Why did you watch that?
Well, I didn't watch it recently.
You're the first person I've met in my life. That's what you watched the whole thing.
I think I watched the whole thing. I don't know. We used to do like movie night on a Friday. So when my mum used to go work nights on a Friday, John used to go to Blockbusters and get us a film. And then one day he come back with a Dragon Ball Z.
How old were you?
I must have been like, I don't know. When did that film? I watched it when that film came out on DVD.
What was that? 2007, I'd say.
Yeah. So I'd have been like 7 or 8, yeah.
Let's see. Dragon Ball Revolution, I think is what it was called. Was it Evolution?
Oh, you have seen it?
No, I've seen the poster. Hell no, you couldn't pay me to watch that film. Well, that's a lie. You could pay me to watch the film. But came out in 2009.
Yeah.
So you'd have been 10.
Yeah, that's the film.
Was Blockbuster around in 2009?
I think it was Blockbusters. We had one. I was shut down like 2010.
Oh yeah, you don't. You live in the sticks, innit? You probably still have a, what are they called, Wimpy's.
We actually do have a Wimpy. You like saying that? I was gonna sort of come back. There's genuinely a Wimpy. Not in my town, in like the next town over.
It's hilarious. That is hilarious to me. Anyway, let's stop doxing ourselves because they could probably narrow down your location to one of the 5 Wimpies left in Britain. But what are we talking about? Prem, yeah. What's the next game? Aston Villa West Ham. That's a shit.
Because you was talking about how like we haven't signed anyone, and I'm saying that's you're just talking out your asking, basically.
No, I'm not saying you haven't signed anyone. I'm just saying, like, there hasn't really been any major progress since then. Like, I say the biggest sign is probably like Rice.
Declan Rice has been a huge.
But is Rice that much of an upgrade on Partey? I don't think so. I think Barty's quite good. The allegations, yeah. I do like Rice as a person, so that's a improvement. No, but I mean,
Declan Rice completely changed our team when he came in last season. Like, I'm not really necessarily comparing him to any player because he sort of played holding midfield and sort of on the left where Shaka was.
He definitely had that Rodri.
He's just talking nonsense. And Havertz as well. Havertz has been fucking great.
I'm not talking nonsense, though, because Partey also used to roam up when he played for you. Rice is just better at it than Partey.
Not in the same way.
I mean, you say that, but you still finish second.
Yeah, no, we did. What, like in terms of improvement, like, in league position, no, I suppose we didn't.
No, I think Rice is an improvement. I just don't think it's that much. Like, maybe, like, you've got leaps and bounds. It's not like when City signed Haaland.
No, we have. Trust me. Well,
I don't trust you.
Yeah, but you say, like what did Haaland improve in City? Do you know what I mean? What did City do the season before Haaland joined? Won the league. What did I do the season after he joined?
Did the treble. I don't know. match an achievement that had only been done once before in the Premier League era. That's not much. That's nothing, I guess.
Nah, it is. But what I'm saying,
it's not like Haaland broke every record in his first season of joining. Yeah. Like,
nah, mid Greta Thunberg, fucking. Listen, no. But what I'm saying is, like, do you think, like, City will still be fucking winning shit without Haaland? It doesn't matter who do you put in that team. Pep's gonna cook with them, isn't
it? I don't know. I don't think they're gonna do it this year. Gundo's coming back though, allegedly.
Yeah, I saw that. Barcelona are trying to. Well, Barcelona apparently have got to get rid of him because they can't register Dani Olmo until they get rid of a player.
Barcelona's a shit show. And my mate was explaining it to me. Not you, my other mate. Apparently that Laporta guy is largely responsible. I just don't understand how a club with so much success could be so poorly run. And like, I'm pretty sure if it was any club other than Barcelona, Real Madrid, or Man United, maybe even Man United. I'm saying, like, those three specifically, if it was any other club, they'd be in administration right now, I think, personally.
Yeah. I don't think it's so. What happened, I think, was Laporta left and then some other guy come in.
Mm-hmm.
And now Laporta's come back and he's trying to fix it. That's his name. Bartomeu. I was trying to think of his name earlier. I'm pretty sure he's in prison for like tax evasion or something.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah. But no, they are. I don't know how they keep. Because they literally have no money. They got no spaces on the wages, but they just keep signing people. Like, I don't know how they're doing it.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. That's football, don't it? Like, it's sort of how, like, then you have money, people just keep giving you stuff. Like, rich people don't pay for anything anymore, even though they should because they're rich. I guess it's sort of like that in football.
Yeah, so this guy, Bartomeu, took over in 2014.
Mm.
He left in 2020. And then instantly was investigated for tax fraud. He was the one... I think they investigated him because did you hear that story about how Barcelona signed Neymar and they only signed him because they offered like his dad an orgy or something?
No, have you heard that story? I never heard that story.
Yeah, so like Neymar, apparently like as part of the deal for Neymar, they paid like basically like a load of prostitutes to have an orgy with Neymar's dad, otherwise he wouldn't have signed for Barcelona.
Is this something we should say allegedly before or is it like confirmed?
Well, it says it on Wikipedia, so I mean, you know, that's a pretty reliable source. Yeah, it's called the so-called Neymar case. That's why he resigned.
That's kind of nuts.
Well, it might have been. Yeah. That's quite a well... I thought that was quite a well-known story. Yeah, it's like... They paid Santos a load of bribes or something. And then, yeah, basically, they... They gave Neymar's dad an orgy or a gangbang or something.
I can't find this, so I'm just going to say allegedly.
Just type in like Neymar gangbang, see what comes up.
What? Okay, I'm on Reddit now.
In 2013, Neymar's dad is tucking into an orgy with several prostitutes at a swanky London hotel. The gangbang is a sweetener for the 86 million deal taking his son from Santos to Barcelona. According to Santos president, Neymar wouldn't sign until the orgy was complete.
So Neymar put it in the contract that his dad has to get an orgy.
Well, I don't know. I think his dad, his dad's like his agent or something. So he was like, when they were doing negotiations, he was just like, orgy. And Neymar was like, well, yeah. Neymar really got a choice. The whole Neymar thing's just fucking weird, mate. Like that, and the fact that he's like probably shagging his sister.
Oh yeah, that was strange. Did you see that he turned up to his ex's wedding? Because he said to his ex, "I'll be done the happiest day of your life." What would you do if you were marrying a bird and Neymar turned up and she's like, "Oh yeah, he's my ex." She never told you this as well.
But he's just there.
Yeah, that's a big headache. To be fair, my head would just start throbbing immediately.
Yeah. I'd like invite him over. Like, imagine, because on the one hand, it's like, oh, my ex's Neymar, right? But on the other hand, I'm like, Neymar's at my wedding. I'm going to make the most out of it. I'll do kick-ups with him, I reckon.
I'm such an idiot, man.
Well, come over, let's do it. Show me a few skills.
I'm not going to lie, I'd be a little bit...
A little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, because you can't ever live up to Neymar.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not exactly... It doesn't strike me as much of a shagger.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about, like, the lifestyle. Like, it's Neymar. Yeah, sure. Like, Neymar's, like, in terms of, like, humans, he's one of the great humans, isn't it? Like, not as in, like, he's a good person.
He's in the A tier of like human beings.
He's in the A tier. Like when you talk about football, it's like Maradona, Messi, Ronaldo, Ronaldinho, Neymar. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. No, I do.
You can't live up to that. It's impossible.
Not on the football pitch, but I reckon like just like in real life.
Yeah, I'm probably a better person than Neymar. He gambles all his money.
Allegedly. His airline's going, mate. I've got that on him.
Well, I mean, you could pay for like 50 hairline. You could pay someone to take your hairline.
And put it on him, yeah, that's true.
But allegedly he has inappropriate relationships with his
sister. Yeah, there's a thread on Twitter. It's just all the weird shit Neymar's been up to. So like, yeah, that thing of his dad. He's got like a tattoo. So on his like right... What's the front muscle on the top of your arm called? Is that the bicep?
Front muscle on the top of your arm? Is that the tricep? Is this above the elbow or below the elbow?
Above the elbow.
Yeah, if it's above the elbow.
But the way I see you, like your arm's got like three sections in it. It's got like the bottom bit, then the elbow, then the top bit, then like the shoulder bit.
I have no idea what you're talking about anymore. But I'm pretty sure you're talking about the bicep.
Basically, he's got a tattoo of his sister on his arm. Like it takes up all his arm.
That's basically. Fine. Like it's just him and his sister.
That's a bit weird. I'm sorry, that's a bit weird.
It is a bit weird, but like, he loves his sister. Why can't he just love his sister? Why has everything got to get, you know, sexual?
Because I don't know, man. I suppose it ain't. Maybe
your
genuinely
brain's
does
just
that.
Been corrupted by that, hasn't it, man? It is a little bit weird. But I mean, it's not
your siblings' faces tattooed down your arm.
Yeah, like.
Unless they died or like you know,
wood, siblings. Touch wood, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
but there's reasons to get your siblings tattooed, innit? I can see it happening. I'm just saying, I get where both of you are coming from. I can understand why he got tattooed, and I can understand why you find it a bit strange. But it's not as weird as when, do you know who? Yeah, you wouldn't know who Biscuit is. There's some show back in the day called what was it called? Backchat, and it was just like. It was a black show, man. So let's just be honest. It was a black show.
That way you said I wouldn't know.
Yeah. it's a black show. They were all in like someone's kitchen and they'd like discuss popular topics. I guess it was sort of like a podcast, but it was like...
Black topics?
No.
Just like
topics in general. Yeah, yeah. So, right. But it was also black topics, to be fair. But so it'd be like four guys on one side and four girls on another side. And there was a guy in it called Biscuit. All of this isn't really important, to be fair. But this guy, Biscuit, after Backchat ended, he made a Snapchat of his mum cooking in the kitchen.
Right.
And he grabbed his mum's ass. Like, in the crack as well.
Well, that's not like, well, that grabbed it as well.
I have to send this to you.
How long was the grippage for?
It doesn't really matter, but it was like,
I feel like
any long is like, too long. Nah. Any long is too long. Any long is too long. I'll be honest with you, but.
Are you saying that's a bit too far?
What do you think? Would you grab your mum?
I wouldn't grab my mum. We're not talking about me, mate. We're talking about like the dodgy geezers you're watching. The dodgy. I don't know who this biscuit fella is, but I mean, with a name like Biscuit, something's not right.
It's spelled BISKIT as well.
Oh, jeez. I don't know, man. It's like, I don't know. I wouldn't grab my mum on the arse. Do you know what I mean? I feel like, well, people like kiss their parents on the lips. Yeah,
that's also weird to me.
That is a bit, I think I'm a little bit like. But then I suppose you got to look at it this way. Like, we did use to. Like, we came from our mother.
What are you doing right now? Just whatever you're doing, stop. Whatever you're doing.
I'm saying, I'm just trying to think.
I don't even know how we got here. Like, can we go back? I wanted to talk about Aston Villa at West Ham. I think it was from Barcelona. But,
Biscuit discussing touching his mum.
You can look at that after. Aston Villa, West Ham. I watched the first half of this game. It was boring. Very boring. Aston Villa looked decent, I guess. Leon Bailey looked sharp. He always does, to be fair. I think he's kind of underrated.
Yeah, he's good. I feel like as well, because fucking Dibby left, aka Abu Dhabi. Dibby, for those who don't know, is I'm pretty sure that's who Felipe was talking about when he picked his top. Not even top. He picked top six, by the way. Like, it's not even like he's done a top five or a top
six. That's so strange. He does a top six. I mean, it's an even number.
Yeah, so Felipe. Yeah, but it's an odd number to choose, is what I mean. I know it's literally an even number, but
it was a bad joke.
It was like, so Felipe picked his top six players from Euro 2024. We still haven't figured out who Richard is, I think, from that tweet. I've scoured the internet. I'm pretty sure I went through like every squad at the Euros. No one really sort of matched. No one I've seen, I thought, that's Richard. Do you know what I mean?
Wait, what's Xerxes' first name?
Joshua. He didn't even play at the Euros.
No, he didn't. But I mean, neither did Dibby.
That's true. Well, yeah, that's the thing. The thing with that, it was like, one, his name isn't Dibby. Two, he didn't even. I think he came like third in his player of the tournament thing. He won't even at the fucking Euros.
Yeah, Diaby. I wish him luck in Saudi, man.
Is that where he went? Yeah, to secure. So. I know he went like Middle East or whatever. Yeah, but I feel like Villa might miss him a little bit. So I feel like Bailey's got to step up. So I think he can as well. He's a good player.
Yeah, I agree. Watkins in a bag, so yeah, that pissed me off. No fantasy points there once again. Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest. I feel like I watched this game. Nah, I didn't. I'm trying shit. I did not watch Bournemouth, Nottingham Forest.
Did you say what's his name? It's leg break.
Oh yeah, I did see that. I didn't see how the leg broke. It just looked like he fell over to me.
Oh no, it was horrible. It was horrible. It jumped for a header and like. You know them ones where, like, the leg stays straight, but the foot's off to the left sort of thing?
That's how I describe it. I probably have to watch it again. Yeah, I didn't notice.
No, don't watch it, man. Don't watch it.
I watched it several times because I was trying to see how did the leg break, but it just looked normal to me.
Nah.
But,
yeah, no, he's that bloke season's done. I think it was Danilo.
Yeah, Danilo. Danilo, I think it was. Is it Murillo? I'm not sure. I didn't watch that.
Didn't Murillo join Crystal Palace?
I don't care about Nottingham Forest. think they're getting relegated. But anyway, Newcastle Southampton. Now that's a game I do want to talk about. I watched the whole of that game. Did you see what Brereton Diaz did to Shaw?
There was beef.
Or yeah, Cher allegedly was, did
bullshit.
To
bullshit.
Oh, I was so angry. I was fuming. I so badly wanted them to lose that game, and they did. I was happy. Because that wasn't a headbutt. Like, what was he playing at? And what was the ref doing? Like, all this VAR, and you can't. Oh, my days.
It's that's the thing. People moan about, like, sort of bad decisions going on, and they should get rid of VAR. We should get rid of VAR. VAR's fine, Daniel. It's the people fucking using it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was bad.
It's like if I'm shit at Call of Duty, that doesn't mean the game of Call of Duty is shit. It just means I'm shit at playing it. Do you know
what
I mean?
That's a good analogy. But yeah. Do you reckon Newcastle are the best in the league at parking the bus? Because at first I thought it was Everton. Then I thought it was West Ham. But Newcastle with 10 men, they sat on the ball. They absolutely... I think it's because Newcastle wants to... Like, when they want to... They can, but that's not their game plan. Whereas West Ham and Everton, that's sort of their game plan.
Maybe a little bit. I suppose because Newcastle were good at the sort of, you'd call it like the dark arts and stuff. Like they're a big team, they're hard, they'll sort of get into you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that helps. Yeah, maybe. Maybe that's true because it's impressive like to spend, what, 70...
It was basically 90 minutes because of added time as well.
It was pretty much the whole, like, good, like the vast majority of the game with 10 men. And still coming out winning,
yeah.
It's impressive. But, like, just going back quickly to the red card thing, I've got no sympathy for Newcastle. It was a bullshit red card.
It was.
But I feel like, say that was Neil Morpay doing that to an Arsenal player. Everyone would be like, oh, he's got such great banter in it. But when Diaz does it, it's bad all of a sudden.
I don't like it when anyone does that sort of stuff. Like there's shithousery and then they're just being a little div in it, like a little rat faced bastard.
I guarantee if Morpay did that, people would be like, oh, he's such a shithouse. And then he'd like sort of tweet about it, something sort of vaguely sort of funny. Get loads of retweets, everyone be like, oh, this guy's such a great personality. He's just like, mate, dickheads like that.
I'm not a fan. I like it when people do kickups in the pitch and stuff like that. I don't like it when people fake injuries. But what's I gonna say?
You glad Newcastle beat him then?
Because I am, like, and I'm not. Thanks for reminding me. Because I don't like Newcastle. I like the team, but I don't like the team at the same time. So the way they play, like, if anyone touches Anthony Gordon, Joe Linton's on them, Shaw's on them, Dan Burns on them, and they're big boys, isn't it? So
yeah.
I like that. And they're physical. Like, when Newcastle play, I can see that everyone's putting in 110%. And I like that from the team. Like, I feel like if I was a player, I'd be a Newcastle player. Like, I like the way they play, and I like the camaraderie, but they're such little scummy. He's at Tickle United. Shut up, you coal miners, or whatever Newcastle used to be, like, whatever that town used to be. Shut up, don't talk to us. You're rats compared to us. That does sound a little bit like conceited, but I don't care. It's too annoying. And the thing is, they play dirty as well, especially that Bruno Guimaraes. He's a dirty little. So when you say you don't have any sympathy for them, I sort of got it. But separately, I just can't forgive what Brereton Diaz did. That was disgusting.
No, I'll get you after. So, yeah, just to recap, if there's any Newcastle fans listening, you dirty, scummy miners, personally, I think is what Daniel's...
That's not what I said. Did you see
the PFA Tony Eve was today, by the way?
I did see that.
Just little bit off topic.
Five Arsenal players,
baby.
Four City players. And what was it? Watkins, someone else, I can't remember.
Watkins and Van Dijk were the only players outside of
him.
City and Arsenal.
Just on that note, Saliba, Van de Ven, who's the better centre back?
Saliba. What's
the difference?
That's not to say Van de Ven ain't good.
What is Saliba better than Van de Ven at?
He's like sort of interceptions and like his timing of challenges is better than Van der Ven's. This is again not me saying Van der Ven's are bad. I just, you know.
Yeah, you think Saliba's the best centre back in the world?
I try not to get a bit too carried away with players. I feel like personally,
you don't.
Compared to a lot of Arsenal
fans, you're very sensible, innit?
So I feel like when I do say stuff like this, I should be listened to, Daniel.
Yeah.
By you,
basically. Because you're just so sensible. Straight-laced, Jake.
No outrageous. What have I ever said anything that outrageous?
I didn't want to start bringing it up in it, because it's in the past.
Like, obviously, to foreigners and that, but that's, like, different.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. But Saliba's not the best centre-back in the world. I don't think there's much in it between him and Van der Ven. Personally, I'd rather have Saliba. He probably stays fit for longer, and he'll probably have a longer career because he's not Sonic the Hedgehog. So,
that's what I'm saying. Now, listen, I've got a lot of time for VDV, but
I think Van der Ven's better, personally. I'll be honest. That's why I asked. Like, I watched the Tottenham game, and him on the ball, he's as good as Saliba.
Maybe he is quick. He's very quick, right. And he's very good. But the thing with Spurs, I think, because I suppose we can talk about Spurs. That was a good game, actually. 1-1 against Leicester.
Yeah, it was. Spurs absolutely fingered them first half.
They did. They should have won that game comfortably. Solanke flopped. He should have scored.
He didn't get me any points in fantasy. Sorry. I keep mentioning fantasy. But it hurts.
I have Brendan Johnson in. He done fuck all either. So
Why did you get Brendan Johnson, by the way? Everyone was laughing at you watching the game. They're like, why has he got Brendan Johnson? He's a bum. And come on, dog.
I know he's a
bum. How are you a bum? Oh, it's because you got Haaland.
Listen.
Sorry, I've distracted you. Spurs
should have won that game. But I feel like I don't see much change for Spurs from last season. They do play good football and they're quite exciting. Like, they are fun to watch. Like, I do like Ange as a manager. Do you know what I mean?
Ange as a person.
He seems like a cool guy, but like, I sort of like his basic philosophy of like playing quickly, playing forward.
He's the new rock star, isn't it? Klopp's gone.
Klopp's off.
Klopp's.
And they talk about like the sort of.
He's the new rock star.
Yeah, but people sort of like Spurs because they play like sort of exciting football, this, that, and the other, on a like relatively small budget. Because obviously Levy's a dickhead or whatever, and they always sort of talk about like their back four being one of the best in the league, right? And Udogie, Curtis Romero, Van der Ven, and Porro, right?
Yeah,
it's like they concede. When have they last kept a clean sheet? They always concede.
But they don't play to keep a clean sheet.
So even though
they've got a great back four, it can't really show it because that's not the type of football they play. They play like Ollie ball. Like, do you remember? I can't remember what season it was. It might have been Ollie's first season, and we'd concede every game, but we'd outscore the opponents. Mm. That's what they're aiming to do.
It is quite enjoyable. So certainly as a neutral, I'm not really a neutral, though, I suppose.
Yeah, you want them to lose.
But you always want them to lose, but they're quite entertaining. I want them to win.
I hate Arsenal that much.
They sort of, like, when you can sort of compare individuals, I suppose it's a little bit different, but when they compare Spurs' defence to ours, it's like we concede less goals, like as a defence,
that's so boring.
The thing is,
Ben White, Saliba, Gabriel. I don't know how Calafuori or Timber is going to do. It's only been one game, so I'm going to put Zinchenko in there. And you got Udogie, Van der Ven, Porro.
Romero.
I'd say that it sort of balances out.
What do you mean?
Because, like, Zinchenko sort of brings you guys down, whereas like across their backline is all sort of at like a high level. So I say like if I gave you guys a rating, it'd probably be like across all the seasons I've seen those guys, or the two seasons, I give you like an 8. I'd give them like an 8
out of 10.
Mm-hmm.
You're just fucking Daniel. I'd argue that we might have the best defense in Europe.
You're gonna say that,
but I'm just saying across
the back four, because Zinchenko's a major weakness.
Yeah, no, the Zinchenko, fuck me, mate. I don't even want to talk about.
Across the two seasons, we had the golden glove the season before because we kept the most clean sheets. So I'd give you an 8. True. If it was just last season, I'd give you a 9, maybe a 9.5.
You know, I think it is. Maybe in terms of personnel, whatever, you can have your opinions about individual players. I think as a structurally, like, because it obviously isn't just the back four like determines clean sheets to an extent, does it? Mm. I think we defend better than any other team in the league. I really do think that.
Nah, City defend the best.
Maybe City. As a team. Again, I think it's pretty close. As a team.
I don't think it's close, man.
Last season, we conceded less goals than anyone else.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that anymore, are we? And also, the season before that, we conceded less goals. Well, not conceded less goals than anyone else. We kept the most clean sheets. But we didn't have the best defence in the league. I'll never sit here and tell you.
I feel like if you look, you look at XG conceded and like shots faced and stuff like that. We don't face many shots like in a game. That is stuff you'd look at, surely.
Not really. I don't pay attention to all that XG stuff. That's like, you know what I'm saying? A bird in hand is worth 10 in the bush. I don't give a fuck if your XG is 1,000. How many goals have you scored that game? Because games aren't just, I'm not slagging.
But I feel like to judge a defence, you can use stats more than maybe judging an attack.
I'm not even sure if that's how a team
and the way they defend.
If like, that's how you want to do it, that's fine. I'm not really going to slate anyone for how they want to watch football or judge football. I'm saying me personally, that's not how I do it. I'm saying Arsenal, I do think you guys have the best defence in the league. If you ask me, I'd say yes, Arsenal have the best defence in the league. But as a team, I think City defend the best in the league, and I don't think it's close. It confuses me how they get the ball back so quickly. Because they don't do the gegenpress thing that Klopp does. But whenever they lose the ball in the opposition half, they get it back like straight away. And I think a large part of that is Rodri. He's low-key a cheat code, but hey, man, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Nah, Rodri is ridiculous. I just think, the comparison between us and Spurs, I just disagree with personally.
Yeah, no, Spurs, I think it's funny to
Vardy scored.
He did. He had the red ball before the second half. It's like his Popeye spinach, isn't it? And then he scored.
It's this, because like I said, surely the dietitians at Leicester are going like you can't just live on red balls, innit? But he's too far gone,
isn't it? It's like, you know those like cars or whatever, your dad will own something, some sort of contraption, like a stereo or a bike or a car or something, and only he knows how to work it. And as soon as you try to fix it, everything stops working. Vardy's like that, innit? When they got him, they're like, right, just leave him and let him do what he's doing. Because if we try and fix it,
just give him a bang. Just bang on the TV and he starts working again, sort of thing. Yeah. Is that what you're...
Sort of.
I love it. I love the way that he's still like... He's still in the Premier League. He sort of went down with Leicester, took him back up, but he's back and he's still scoring goals. It's just fucking great, isn't it? It's a great story.
I've got a lot of time for Jamie Vardy.
Did you see how he's pointing at the Premier League badge saying to the Spurs fans? Saying, we've got one, you've got zero. Did you see that?
I watched the whole game. It was funny.
What was you going to say? I cut you off.
I can't remember something about Arsenal. The Arsenal Tottenham defence thing. I don't think there's much in it in terms of Arsenal and Tottenham's defence like individually, but like I said, as a unit, you guys definitely, like a defensive unit, just your back four, you definitely defend better. And in terms of the stats, yeah, you definitely defend better as well.
So yeah, I feel like
individually, I would say they have as good individuals as you.
Maybe. I suppose, you know, Romero is a World Cup winner, even if he is a fucking Bellin.
Yeah. And Ben White doesn't play with the international team.
Nah. I think Ben White and Porro is quite tight. Porro's a good player going forward, whereas Ben White's better defensively.
I don't know. Ben White's quite good going forward.
He is. Do you know what it is with Ben White? Yeah.
I love a Ben White cross. I had him, especially in Saka. I had him in my fantasy last year and I didn't take him out. He was the only player, I think, that stayed for the whole season.
He stayed for all the 38 games.
I love a Ben White.
Yeah, trust me. I feel like...
That Ben White overlap? Tasty stuff.
It's good, isn't it? Because do you know what it is? It's the timing's always perfect. And in the delivery of the... He loves the little fucking clip balls.
Yeah. You've got to understand, Jake. I'm a Man United fan, isn't it? So I'm used to Wan-Bissaka. Wan-Bissaka, oh my god, yeah. That guy doesn't shoot or cross ever. It's so frustrating. Dalot, yeah, he can, but I feel like he's learning. Sometimes he puts a bit too much pace. He puts a bit too much.
Like Ben White's always.
Yeah. Very delicate.
I appreciate Ben White. I'm glad people are sort of coming around to the fact that he's actually really fucking good.
Yeah. But he was signed to be a centre back, no?
Yeah, no, he was. So his first season, he played there with Gabriel, and then he just sort of moved out there. I don't know. Centre-half sort of play it works.
If it works, it works. Yeah, honestly, that's the new thing, like, four centre-backs.
It's like, Ake joined City, he was a centre-half, wasn't he?
Yeah. Akanji.
Yeah. City won, didn't they?
They did.
They beat Chelsea.
Do you hear what I said?
Oh, yeah, fine. What did you say?
I said four centre backs is the new Pep-volution. So yeah, I should have just left it after the first time.
Do you know what? I feel like, because like, I don't remember you saying that, but like, I definitely, like, my ears heard it. I feel like my ear, it went through my ears to my brain. My brain heard it and was like, you don't need to retain that information. I feel like that's what happened.
I'll never make another joke again. But, yeah. Chelsea, Man
Daniel,
City.
Come on now. Come on. This is going on the internet. You got to be better than this, I'm afraid.
Listen.
You guys stepped the game up, my son.
It's late. I got an issue in the roof of my mouth. Leave me alone. Chelsea City
was probably the biggest game in the biggest fixture of the weekend.
100%. I don't really remember how it went. I feel like Man City were dominating, but I also feel like that's wrong.
They were a better team. Chelsea had a good few chances though. Nicholas Jackson, I think, had one. He was offside.
Nkunku tried to walk it in.
Yeah, that was the one. So Chelsea, I'm not saying they were unlucky, but
they had chances. I wonder if I was going to say though, it's all the big teams kind of looked meaty. Is that just me?
It's only the opening game, so you really can't judge it off the first game.
From what I saw, I didn't watch you guys' game, but Man City didn't look that good. Chelsea didn't look that good. Tottenham were dominating, but didn't put any of their chances away. We looked all right. Liverpool didn't look that good. Liverpool versus Ipswich, my God. I thought Ipswich was going to win that game.
Liverpool turned it on, though. Like, the second...
They did. But it's Ipswich. Liverpool shouldn't have to turn it on against Ipswich.
Yeah, you say that, but it's like first game up, away, like first game of the season sort of thing. Normally those sort of teams ride the wave of the crowd a little bit, don't they? And I think Ipswich done that quite well in the first half. Like they were pressing, they were snapping into people, like just being a bit energetic. Sometimes that sort of teams take a while to just sort of get past those sort of performances, do you know what I mean? Yeah, and then in the second half, they just done them.
That is fair enough. But if it was only Liverpool, then it would make sense to me, innit? But I didn't watch you guys' game. Every single, like, of the big team, it's kind of, Newcastle looked good before Isak was sent off.
But again, I don't think you can you should read too much into that personally, because it's only the first game. I feel like it's a really fucking long season. It's like, I'm pretty sure they were, you sent me that video, innit, of how many games City are going to play with this Club World Cup now as well.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like 70, 80 games probably.
Yeah,
just like they can't just smash teams every single game. Surely.
No, I mean they won 2-0, which is about as good as they could have hoped for. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know if they're gonna be able to kick it into next gear this year. I don't see it happening. Maybe with Gundogan coming back, but so many games, and Rodri's out injured, and Pep was saying he can't find any motivation. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah. To be fair, you may not see it, and then by Christmas, they'll just fucking turn it on and win like 26 games in a row with the league.
If they win it again, what do we do? We're the Farmers League now. Like, we always say we're the best league in the world, but if they win
we will be the Farmers, innit?
Literally. And what do I say? Because I still want to call Ferguson the best manager in the Prem history, but if he wins, what is this, his fifth one?
It'll be sixth in total, fifth in a row.
That's ridiculous, like.
And he won a treble as well, like in that time period as well.
Like, actually, Fergie's still got more in it, so.
Do you really think if Pep stayed at City for 26 years, he'd probably have 20 league titles? Let's be real.
Would he though? I don't think so. I think Ten Hag era is about to start, but you don't believe me.
Eras do come to an end, don't they?
They do. Do you see him flirting with that news lady?
I did, yeah.
Listen, I'm telling you, Baldy's got moves, man. Don't hate on him.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's finally put... To be fair, I did see him. He was finally wearing a pair of socks with his fucking suit, which was, you know... I suppose that's step one, is to wear fucking socks.
That's rich coming from you, though, because the only story I used to hear from one of our former co-workers was the fact you turned up to work on the first day with no socks, so...
That was with loafers. I was wearing loafers, though. There's a difference.
It's stinky. There's no difference.
And listen. I'm not Premier League manager. I was like a fucking little drippy 18-year-old, like trying to fit in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
He's a Premier League manager.
No socks and shoes. It's just grim. But, that's even more reason for him to be able to do it, though. Like, he's a Prem manager. He's going to chat to him. And Sancho? Nah, he learned his lesson.
To be fair, Ronaldo tried to chat to him. He fucked him off as well, didn't he?
Exactly. Erik ten Heisenberg. Don't mess about.
Yeah, we'll see. A couple of injuries and we'll see where he's at.
Why are you wishing that? He didn't see me saying, oh yeah, watch Saliba get injured and then you guys are going to lose the league. Like,
no, this is not what I didn't say I want it to happen. I'm saying it's going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen today.
Not today, sorry. The Fulham versus Man United match was the first time, I think it was 96 years, it was 96 something, that a Man United player hadn't been injured.
Every single player in the squad was fit. Is that what you're saying, basically?
No. I think, like, every first match day, somebody gets injured and no one got injured. So, yeah, I don't really know whether or not everyone's going to stay fit this year, but I hope it does, because if it does, I truly, truly, from the depths of my heart, believe we win the league. But one thing I wanted to ask you, though, was if you could take one player from the Man United squad, who would it be? Because I know who I'd take from Arsenal squad.
One player, Rashford. I'll take Rashford.
I knew you were going to say Rashford. Can you guess who I'm thinking that I'd take?
Deco.
No, Rice.
Yeah.
They are my two favourite from your squad.
Oh, are you more saying, what's one player we think Arsenal could do with from the United squad?
No, just who you take.
There's a few. Like, listen, you do have a decent team. I just, you're nowhere near in the league.
I don't have to change ours.
Yeah. Nah, Rashford, yeah. I like Rashford. You lot hate on him so much. I don't get it.
I don't get it.
Never understood it. But, you know, is what it is. I just want to touch on Saka as well. I can only
think it's jealousy, but you want to touch on Saka? As long as she has his consent, I'm sure it's all right.
Literally and figuratively, I want to touch on Saka. Just because, like, what a fucking player, innit?
I never watched the game. I haven't even seen any of the goals.
Did you not see the goal he scored?
Actually, there was one goal I saw. Somebody said Odegaard forced him to go near post because he's a greedy something.
Yeah. People. No, it's not. The Odegaard made a run and Saka decided to go inside. Like, they're just trying to, I don't know, man.
I did see Odegaard jump out the way.
Did you see the clip of, like, the AFT fans arguing after the game?
Yeah.
It's like, we just won 2-0. Yeah. Right?
But it's not. But they weren't arguing about the game. They were arguing about if Arteta is a better manager than them. They're still arguing about
something. It's like the sun's shining. We've got a new kit. Looks quite nice.
That's what men do, though. We argue. We're loud and belligerent. I don't know. Testosterone. I don't make the rules.
I mean, AFTV, mate. It's just. I'm so. I get what you're saying, though.
Sometimes it's nice to have peace.
What is there to? There's nothing really to complain about.
I don't think they're complaining. It's just like a debate, isn't it? Debate is fun. It's like about Arteta being an assistant manager. And, oh, he never had a senior role before Arsenal. But Ferguson and Wenger and Pep, like, I don't care. He was under Pep, allegedly the best manager ever, for 3 years before he took over the Arsenal team. And
yeah, but that's not. Yeah, I'm not. Well, yeah. Basically, what Daniel was trying to say was like, how like 3 years under Pep.
No, don't say what I was trying to say. Because that's not what I was trying to say. Ferguson was the senior manager at Aberdeen.
Listen,
he then got the Man United role. Which do you think is a bigger jump? To jump from senior manager at Aberdeen to senior manager at Manchester United? Or assistant at Man City to senior manager at Arsenal. I think it's Aberdeen to Man United. Personally, I think the bigger jump.
Should we move on?
Yeah,
feel like we did. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to like sort of touch on? Or was that like...
Arteta's overrated. He's Poch 2.0.
Oh, shut up, man.
And AFTV can have discussions about who's better, Arteta or Unai.
That's
Emery.
What they were discussing. It's a valid
discussion. Emery, in my opinion, is a better manager than Arteta.
Listen. I mean, the trophies that Emery's won for Europa Leagues or whatever. At Arsenal, fuck me, was he awful. But he's a good manager. I don't hate Emery.
Yeah, I heard. Sometimes it just doesn't work out for people.
Doesn't mean he's like a bad manager. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean Arteta's shit either. Even though, you know, he's a guy.
Kind of does. Like, so you just slag him just because I think you're a little bit jealous.
Am I jealous? Yeah, a little bit. What's it called? Like, it's a sore spot. Like, a former legend of the club has come back and has made your team look good. Former legend of our club came back, we were looking good, and then everyone slagged him and kicked him out of the club. So yeah, it is a bit of a sore spot, but it's not like just jealousy. He is getting a bit of preferential treatment. I'm tired of it.
So what are you going to do then?
I'm going to join up with Lee Gunner, and we're going to do something to Arteta's car that I'm not going to say in this. Because if something happens to his car, I don't want to be held liable.
Yeah, that's the thing. It doesn't matter how much of a Man United fan you are, you ain't going to be a bigger Arteta hater than fucking Lee Gunner is.
Yeah.
He is. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to get Lee Gunner on this fucking podcast, mate. I'll tell you.
I don't want to speak to that man. You could do an episode with just you and him. I don't want to speak to anyone with that much hatred in their heart. Especially not that much hatred for their own team. But
That's the worst thing about it. I mean, I wonder how he feels about other fucking football teams if he hates Arsenal that much.
I wonder what he thinks about Spurs.
saying.
But yeah, there's nothing else I really want to cover. Definitely not fantasy. So it's been fun. And we will catch you next week.
Just tell people where in the league.
We will catch you next week on the Unimass podcast. Thanks for listening.